We are on Daf, Samach Vav, Amad Aleph. After the two dots, Omar Mar, we learned out from Chogov, according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that it needs Shmoy Chogov. Omar Mar Shmoy Chogov, then it says Lemineu. So we learned Ishmoy Chogov. Yochel ein boy kol ha-simonim halolu. Talmud loyme lemineya chiyu boy kol ha-simonim halolu. Just to refresh our memory from yesterday, we had, according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, we have a klal prato klal, shaloi torayim imal, that's the klal, and then we had arbe and chargol, that makes a prat, and then there's a chos of a kol aluminayu, we'll see clearer in Tosfos, Yom Yirtzeh Hashem, and we learn out from Arben Chargol, that by yesh le gabachas, by ein le gabachas, by yesh le zonov, by ein le zonov, the ikar is, you need dalet simonim, but I would say you need also that it should be ein reishay oruch. Because Arbe and Chargol, both of them are in Reishe Oruch. Then we have two extra minim. We have Solom and Chogov. So Solom came to tell us, Solom, I don't need Solom Legufei, because I know it's irrelevant if it doesn't have a Zonov, if it's Einloi, Yeshloi Gabach. I learned this out from Arbe and Chargol. So Solom imein inyin legufoi tene inyin l'roishay oruch. So Solom comes to tell us that roishay oruch is also a chogov toil. And then we had chogov. And what does chogov come to tell us? So the Gemara said, according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, if roishay oruch is also kosher, so a tirtzo should be kosher. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, you need Shmoy Chogov. You need Shmoy Chogov. It has to be called a Chogov, and a Tzirtzur is not called a Chogov. Then the Gemara asked, why does it say Lemineu? Why does it say Chogov Lemineu? So the Gemara answers, that I would think if Shmoy Chogov, you don't need any Simoni Tare, Shmoy Chogov. And it's Torah with the Shem Chogov. So that's why it says Lemineu, it has to be like a Chogav. A Chogav has Dalet Simonim. So Memele, so even though it's Shmoy Chogav, you need the Dalet Simonim. Now let's look at the Gemara, understand what the Havamina would have been. Omar Ma, Ishmoy Chogav, Yochel Ein Boy Kol HaSimonim Halolu. Afilu doesn't have all of these Simonim. Talmud Loima Lemineu. Achihei boi kol ha-simonim alolu. It needs all the simonim that a chogav has, similar to a chogav. Ein boi kol ha-simonim alolu me'echi teisi. So the Gemara says, why would I ever think that you don't need the simonim? The klal, prata klal, I have an arbe and chargol, and I have dalet simonim. So Memele, so these have dalets and money. So why would I think it says you need Shmoy Chogov? I would think there's a kula also. I would think there's a kula also that you don't need dalets and money with Shmoy Chogov. So the Gemara answers as follows. He likes it Solom Kidakamlet. You're 100% right. If it wouldn't have said Solom, I would have learned religiously, I have a klal prato klal, you need dumye da arbe and chargel, and you need dalet simonim, chogov, you need shmei chogov, fine. But that's it. That would be without solom. Aba hashra dechsiv solom l'ribuyoi roishay oruch. Solom comes to tell her that you don't need Reish Ein Reish Eoruch. Reish Eoruch is also kosher. Ein Melirbi Nami Koldu. So now I would say that a Chagov, a fellow with one simen, would be good. So the Chassam Sefer says, I mean, what is Pshat in the Gemara? Since it says Solom, so I see that you don't need Reish Eoruch, so I would think by Chagav a fellow one simen is good. So the Chassam Sefer says as follows. Chassam Sefer says, that means if it would not have said Solom, so I have a Klal Prat, a Klal, and I learned the Klal Prat and Klal Elech. I learned it Elech. You need four simonim, you need Ein Reish Eoruch. That's a Klal Prat, a Klal. I wouldn't have any Havamina that there's a Chogov that's kosher, that's not Dumye, the Klal Prat, a Klal. But now all of a sudden I have Solom. Solom comes to tell me that Reish Eoruch is also kosher. So there's a Klal Prat, a Klal. So Solom is Megale. You don't need like the whole Klal Prat or Klal. You don't need it. I feel Reish Eoruch is also kosher. So Solom was a Peseach Pesach that you don't need the Klal Prat or Klal B'miluya. It's not Dumya the Prat. It's also Toya. So then I would think as well, as long as I see that you don't need the Klal Prat, the Plat, the Meluah, I would say another thing. I would say, if ain't Shemoy Chagov, then you need the Klal Prat, the Klal of Dalet Simonim. If it's Shemoy Chagov, if it's Shemoy Chagov, so Mamela there could be, but Klal you don't need all Dalet Simonim. That's what I would think, Cases. The minute I see that you don't need, like the Klal of Prat is B'miluai, so then I would say, Taket, it's coming to tell me, Shmoy Chogov, to tell me Fakert Akule, that Shmoy Chogov, you don't need Dalet Simonim, Afilavon Simon would be enough. So that's why it says, Chogov Limineyu, it has to be similar to a Chogov. Gamash Malon. Let us see what Rashi says. Zok Rashi, Arbe v'chalgo k'siv, v'chein ha'prat v'ine. The Gemara says, yeah, I would think you need chein ha'prat, but that's before it said Solom. But since it said Solom, kodu, afil lo'idomi le'ele b'chat simen. Da ha'shaminam Solom, le'binen domi le'prat v'cholat stodim. I have a limud that this klal prat, the klal is different than all or the klal prat the klals. Here you don't need doimel v'cholat stodim. Midis rabbi reish eoruch. So I would think, so memele, you don't need dumye de prat legamri, and shmei chogev, you don't need dalet simonim, if ele one simon will be good. Kamash malon, that's the lemineyu. Now the Gemara asks, maish na hosam da amrit solom zeroshen, chalgul zanipul, we had the Tana Deveirav, when he translated the Hagovim that it says in the Pasuk, so the Tana Deveirav said, Solom Zeroshein, Chalgul Zenipel. And when Tana Deveirav Yishmol translated the Hagovim Aksuvim Bekro, he said, Solom Zenipel, Chalgul Zeroshein. So, I mean, this is, here we have in, we have a machlokes between them, how we make the lemudim, if it's a klal or prat, or klal prat or klal. But the teichvelt, we have a machlokes in this also. Gemara says, ma'aki asrei, ma'aki asrei. No, they mean the same thing. What one called a nipple, the other called a roshen. What one called a roshen, the other called a nipple. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi ma'omar ki asrei. Roshin de Tana de Verab, und ich put de Tana de Verab Yishmoel, de Roshin de Tana de Verab Yishmoel, und ich put de Tana de Verab, ubein lemar, Solom ein loy zonav, Solom ein loy zonav, vachalgo yesh loy zonav. Now Rashi feels us, בחגובים הללו אין טעונים שחיתה. You don't have to שחתה. You don't have to שחתה חגוב. How do you know you don't have to שחתה חגוב? שרי אחר דוגים הזכירו נקוסו. Because when the Torah spoke about the minim Torahim, so the Torah wrote, Zoyis Torahs ha-behemme, כמשמוי, אין מין זה בהמה, ואויב כמשמוי, אויב לא ישרץ אויב, תאין מין הם קטנים, בכל חיה, בכל נפש חי רמסס במים, אלו דוגן, בכל נפש אשר אפס על האורץ, אלו חגובן. So the Torah put dogim before chagovim to tell us that chagovim are dumi the dogim, just like dogim don't need shchita, so chagovim also don't need shchita, halachis gedoilis. This is halachis gedoilis. Now let us go back to the Tosfos that we had skipped over, and we'll perhaps get a bigger clarity in the sugya. Let's see the top Tosfos. Rabbi Yosi Oimel Ushmoi Chagov. Now, Tosfos is really going on the Mishnah, and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Ubachagovim kol sheyesh boi arba raglayim ve'arba knofayim ve'karzulim ve'knofov choyfen esruboi. That's fair. Rabbi Yosi Oimel Ushmoi Chagov. Now the Shailas is Rabbi Yosi Chaylik on the Tanakama, Moisef on the Tanakama, most successful. Oimel Hoyo Harivo. So the Rivom said, the Rabbi Yosi Meforesh Milta the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi is explaining. That means the Tanakama said you need four simonim. Rabbi Yosi said you need something else also. V'loi Polik, he's not Chaylik. How does the Rivom know this? Ki the muchach bigmore. The tone of the way Rabbi Yishmael. We learn tone of the way Rabbi Yishmael, the dorish klal, u prat, u klal, u marbe kaina prat, kol de islay dalet simon. Tone of the way Rabbi Yishmael said, you need dalet simon. And the gemore has the kash, and tone of the way Rabbi Yishmael, you need dalet simon, and roishay orch is also good. You don't need dalet simon. We don't need ein roishiyor. So let a tirtzu be good. V'dorish chagov l'shmoi chagov. Then he says chagov is coming to us. There's another tonight. You need it to be shmoi chagov. That is Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. So according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, you need dalet simonim. You don't need ein roishiyor. That's Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. V'tana Dvei Rab. Tana Dvei Rav does not darshan a klal prat or klal. Tana Dvei Rav darshan a klal or prat. So Memeil, according to him, loy dorish chogov lishmoy chogov, elokoma chogov ze gedion, veloy marbe midei midi mechayna prat, oboy hei simonim. According to Tana Dvei Rav, you need five simonim. The fifth simonim is hanach avoy ve'ein roishay oruch. That's the fifth simon. He doesn't have because everything is a klal or prat. And according to Tana Dvei Rav, so you need five simonim, ein roishay orach. Uposel roishay orach. That is the sugya. The sugya, the machlokes between Tana Dvei Rav and Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is, according to Tana Dvei Rav, you need five simonim, roishay orach. And according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, you need four simonim. You don't need Reishon Orach. So now, V'tane de Masnisen, V'tane of our Mishneh, Diktoni Arbo Simonim. Now let's figure out who's the Tane of our Mishneh. V'lektoni Ein Reishon Orach, Shmamino V'sova Ketone Dmei Rabbi Shmuel. So now, after learning the sugya, that there's a machlokes Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel and Tana Dvei Rav. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds you need four simonim. Tana Dvei Rav holds you need five simonim in Rosh Hashanah. So the Tana of the Mishnah that mentions four simonim, so Al Kocher, the Tana of our Mishnah holds like dann wäre bi Schmuel. Der Macher hat nur reiche Aurach. Nur dann wäre bi Schmuel, sei sie nicht Schmuel Chaga. Das ist das Sugje. Dann wäre bi Schmuel, sei sie nicht reiche Chaga. So wenn Meile, so Rabbi Yaisi, if you know the Sugje, now you understand Schach der Mischle. Rabbi Yaisi is not being chaylik an der Tanakame. Rabbi Yaisi is Rabbi Yaisi is being meforish the Tanna Kama, that you need that all of them have to be Shmoy Chogov. Fine. Ve'im Taima. Now Taisvah says a very pertinent kasha. Lama li dekosav rachmona Chogov li Shmoy Chogov. Teipek lei mika'ina prat k'may hanach dalet zimonim. Now, according to Tana the Rabbi Yishmael, there is a Tanai, you need Shmoy Chogov. You need Shmoy Chogov. That means Dalet Simonim is not enough. You need Shmoy Chogov. Frek Taisvis, so all these four, the Pasuk speaks about four, the let's forget about Shmoy Chogov, but we have Arba, Solom, Chagol. All of them are Shmoy Chogov. All of them are Shmoy Chogov. So Frek Taisvis, so why do you need So, a fellow without this chogov, if I make a klal prat a klal, so I went ein bechlal al mashe beprat, so they have dalet simonim, and they also shmoy chogov. So why do you need a new? According to Tana the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, why do you need a new limud that has to be shmoy chogov from the klal prat a klal? I can figure this out. All these is Shmoy Chogov. Now Shmoy Chogov is a shame proti of Chogov, a shame klali of Chogov. That means there's a mean that's called Chogov, and then all of them are called Chagovim. All of them are called Chagovim. So, like Dr. Taisvis, Sabo Kaponim, so why do you need the Shmoy Chogov? Chogov to tell us, an extra Chogov, to tell us that it has to have a shame Chogov. But Taisvis, you learn the klal prat the klal. All of them are called Chogov. So I'm a mailer, so for that I can figure out. I have a klal prat the klal. I needed an extra Hebrew to tell me you don't need ein reish yoloch. Fine, but all of them have shmei chagov. That's the Taisvis kasha. V'yesh loyma. So now Taisvis says a teret. Lefi she'ein simin ze d'shmei chagov choshu kishar simon. Taisus tells us a yisod. That means we have a klal prat a klal. So we have three minim, arbe, chargel, solom. All of them are shmoy chogov. So Taisus says, it's not a choshev v'simin. She'ein simin zed v'shmoy chogov, choshev kishar simonim. V'loi havi matzrechin elei, ki heichi deloi be'inon, Ein Reishei Oruch, um Abinen Afalpi de Reishei Oruch. Now, that's the Chmir Pshat in Taisvis. There's two problems to understand Taisvis, but I'd like to say Pshat in one Nikude. Taisvis says like this. We have here Klal Prat a Klal, Arbe Solom Chargel. All of them is Ein Reishei Oruch. All of them have this characteristic, Ein Reishem Oruch. Fine. Now, the Gemara said that Solom is Miyuta. So Solom is coming to tell me, Im Ein Inyin Legufoit Nelinyin LeReishei Oruch. So Solom is coming to tell us, but let's understand, it's coming to tell us, even though the Chokov is not like me, a Solom is Ein Reishei Oruch. And all of them are Ein Reishei Oruch. But I have a Yitter, even though you'll have a Chogov that's not like me, it's also kosher. So Taisvis understood, so what is that pshat? I have Reishei Oruch. I have Ein Reishei Oruch. But it's not necessary. So Taisvis understood pshat in the Slimud is that not all characteristics that a chogov have are necessary. You don't have to be medaktik in every every prat that a chagav has, that this is necessary for the simonei tare. And that is the limud of, that is the limud that I learned that from Solo. That even though it is not like a Solo, it's also good. So that means that even though the chagavim that are mentioned in the Torah, all of them, is Ein Reish and Oruch, but that's not a necessary component of a chagav in order to be mutter. That's what I learned out from Solom. So the minute I learned this out from Solom, this opens up a can of worms already. So they have a limud already. So not everything that the chagavim and the posik have are necessary. So now I magdir it, so some of this choshev is simonim, and there's not choshev is simonim. And I learn that from Solom, ein reishioch is not from the choshev is simonim, and therefore it's not necessary. The minute I have this gilui, so I would say, shem chagov, the name is necessary. This is moisiv in the tar of the chagov. I would say the name is also not a necessity. That means after I have Solom, and Solom was Megala, that not everything what the Chagovim, Aksuvim, Bekho have are necessary to be Metayah the Chagov, so I would say on my own accord, a shame is also not necessary. God, all of these are called Chagov, but I would not say that the shame is necessary in the Heter of the Chagov. So I wouldn't learn it out. I wouldn't learn it out from the klal prat the klal. That's why you need a limud of chagov, an extra word chagov, to tell me that dafke, if it is a shame chagov, it's kosher. Without a shame chagov, it's possible. That is without a shame chagov, it's tamei, it's safe. Now Tosfos all of a sudden says, you know, I have another problem. And with this teretz, I'll solve that problem also. I have here a klal prata klal. The klal prata klal is made up from Mikar Adin, from Arben Chalgel, they have Dalet Simonim, they have Dalet Simonim, fine. Now what are the Dalet Simonim? Dalet Simonim are Dalet Raglayim, Shtei Knofayim, Knof of Choyf and Eskufoy, and Karsulik. They have another set of 2 feet in the back. Karsulik. So, I have a klop at the klop. So now Tosfos says, I had a big problem now. The Pasuk says, when it speaks about the Chagovim Toirim, it says, Asha Yesh Loi Kroayim. Then it starts enumerating this, that there's Arba and Solom, Chagov, Chagov, Shem Shemayim. So I said, why does he have to say Sheyesh L'Kerayim? You're giving me 4 Mishalim, and all these 4 Mishalim have Kerayim. They have other things also. And the Pasuk says, you want to eat a Chagav, make sure Yesh L'Kerayim. And Shuldik, you need other things also. That's one Simon. There's 3 more Simonim. Why didn't you mention the 3 more Simonim? Because there's no necessity to mention the 3 Simonim. I'm giving you a cloud, prat, a cloud, give me the prat. So why, I say, yes, like, Rayim, you have to mention. So, Tosfos, I just said a Moyedik Yisod. There's Choshev Simonim, and there's not Choshev Simonim. So that's why, after I have a Gili from Solom, that you just look at the Choshev Simonim, so Tosfos says, yes, like, Rayim, is not a Choshev Simonim. I would never say, if it only say the klal prat the klal, I would think you need 3 simonim. If I know there's no inyan of reish and aruch, so I see the choshev in ain reish and aruch, I see the choshev, you just look at the choshev in simonim. So I would think you don't need kriyim either, you only need 3 simonim. So that's why it has to say yesh loy kriyim. Now with this teretz, so now it's good. We have to say Chogav, because Chogav is also not a Choshev Simen. Yesh Loi Kerayim is not a Choshev Simen. That's why it happened. With this Teretz, now everything gets good. That's Pshat and Tosfos. Now, why is one called a Choshev Simen? Why is one called not a Choshev Simen? That's the Yisabrocha brings up Tosfos and Erev, and Chazal knew what Choshev and not Choshev.
So let's not delve into this nekude, why it is that way. Aber akaponim, a person who knows what a computer is all about, he knows what the important buttons are, the unimportant buttons are, and he understands the computer, so he understands it. Chazal understood Achogov. We look at everything, we don't understand anything. But Chazal understood Achogov, and they understood why this is a simentare, why this is, all simonetare, there's a longness to it, why this is a simentare, this is a simentare. They understood it. So memele, so safakel, so, the minute I have a gilui that you only reckon with the choshev simonim, so memele that gives me leeway to say that so you don't need shmei chagav, you don't need kraim. That is why it has to say shmei chagav and kraim. That's one teretz. That because Tosfos just opened up a big problem. Why do you need this pasuk asheloi kraim? Inami. Then this is the second test. Karayim itzrich lechtershine bigmore. Yesh loy karayim, it says loy with aleph, ein loy achsha v'osug legadol achazman. Could be this posik, yesh loy karayim, I need for tell me a different aloche. That even though now it doesn't have karayim, but they're going to grow karayim, it's also kosher now. Inami, this says another test. L'chlal u'prat k'tekama b'gmora sh'aloi k'rayim klal. And this is b'chlal could be it's not shver. Why it has to say sh'aloi k'rayim? I mean, the more makes a drosha. Sh'aloi k'rayim means that alone is enough. Then it says pratim, you need more. So I don't have to ask Akasha why it says sh'aloi k'rayim. Yeah, agavu chedachmer, if you want to appreciate Tosfos, Taisus says here three tarutim. Dachsme pshat and Taisus. Taisus is a problem. You have a klal, prat a klal. Why does he have to say sheyesh? A sheyesh like cry. Why do you have to say this? So Taisus in the first teret said, "I'll be pshat." Why you have to say it? Because I would think you don't need krayim. Taisus in the next two tarutim says, "I'll be pshat." Could be I don't need it. To tell me you need krayim that I can figure out from the klal, prat a klal. But I'll be drash. You need it. You have to make a klal, prat a klal. That's when you need yesh le'karayim. Or that you need a limud ein le'achshav, yesh le'achazman. So Tosfos is saying now, it's leguf ha'itaki yizicha don't need it. You need it only for a drash, not for pshat. That's the three miles. Then Tosfos says, aval ein le'forish. Now Tosfos wants to say another teretz, and because between you and me, the first teretz was a little, we were going into, this is a simen choshev, this is not a simen choshev, and we're splitting the hair. Tosfos wanted to say another teretz. Now we want to look again, what is the kasha? Tosfos has a kasha as follows. I have a klal prato klal that I learn out from Arbe and Chargel that you need Dalet Simonim, because Arba and Chargel have Dalet Simonim. So Tosfos says, you know, Arba and Chargel are called Chagav also. Why do you need a new limud of Chagav to tell me you need Shmai Chagav? Arba and Chargel is Shmai Chagav. That was Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos said, the first teret, and that's the emissary teret, the Tanasim and Choshev, whatever it is. Now Tosfos wants to say another teretz, but Tosfos says that teretz is not true. Ve'ein leforish. Avol ein leforish sheyesh be'echad mimineh arbe e mimineh solom v'chalgel sha'ein shmei chagov ve'ein lehem kra'ayim v'ilav de'kosvin l'kra v'ed yehav ha'machsherin elohu v'bechlal arbe Besolom v'chargel nivu. Now let us explain what Tosfos says. We're gonna b'chtachmir. I just like to give a little akdome. There's a gemara in Mesechtes Psochim, which the gemara says as follows: Kusmin min chitim, shibayle shul shipoin min soire. Now what does that mean? We know there's four the chameshes min eidogon. there's wheat, there's barley, and there's spelt, there's oats, and there's rye. These are the chamishas minei doga. But the Gemara says that kusmin min chitim. That means kusmin is a different, it's one of the chamishas aminim. But it's in the chitim family. That means in the chitim family there's kusmin. It's not chitim, but it's in the chitim family. Shibay l'shul, oats is not wheat, but it's, shibay l'shul is not barley, but it's in the soirim. There's a mean soirim. So we have a concept that we have something else, which is not, I mean, shibay l'shul is not soirim, it's not barley, it's oats. But shibay l'shul is a mean of soirim. How Chazal got it, I don't know. But al-kabonim, that's what Chazal tell us, shibay l'shul mean soirim. Now, we have over here, we have here arba, and then Tabayshua, we see, according to the Tana de Beirav, arba leminoi. Now, what is leminoi coming to tell us? Leminoi is coming to tell us, amin arba is also kosher. So, amin arba is not an arba. It's not, that's like we had before, we had an oirev and a zarzir. So according to Rabbi Lezer, a zarzer was a mean oirev. A zarzer is not an oirev, but it's a mean oirev. So there's another sug that's called the same mean. For some reason, they're called the same mean. So now Tosfos had an Eluya Sheinfeld. Tosfos asked the Kasha, why do you need Chagov to tell me that all of them have to be called Chagov? An Arba is called Chagov. A Chagul is called Chagov. A Solom is called Chagov. All those that are written are called Chagov. So I can figure this out from the Klal Prat HaKlal. Why do you need a new limud? That was Taisa's kasha. So Taisa says, no, I'll tell you. But maybe in the mean Arba, which is something else, you have a mean that's not called Chagov. In the mean, and it's kasha. So Memele, if I make a klal prat a klal, I would never come to a conclusion and you say, you need a shame chagav because arbe is called chagav. Yeah, arbe is called chagav. But in the mean arbe, there's a mean that's not called chagav. In the mean chagav, there's a chagav that's not, that mean, there's something, that mean is, that's not called chagav. So Memele is meiridik. So from the klal prat a klal, I wouldn't learn it out. And with this, I'll for him for the other kasha. Here the kasha, why does they have to say, Asheyesh loy krayim? An arba has krayim, a chalgal has krayim. So Taisa says, yeah, but I tell you, but in the mean arba, there's someone that doesn't have krayim. So therefore, it has to say, Asheyesh loy krayim. No. This we need. We need krayim. So with this, we for him for this kasha. So Taisa says as follows. Avalein leforish. Taisus wanted to say, and Taisus it's not true. Avalein leforish. Yesh bechad miminei arbe. Oy miminei solom vechalgo shein shmoy chogok. Vein lem kray. Vilav de kos vinu kro behedye. The Taira would have not told us behedye didn't need shmoy chogok and didn't need krayim. Have a machsherin in lehude bechlal arbe vesolom vechalgo nina. The Taira said, Arbe, and Arbe includes all min alge, Arbe. Nul clue that mean that's not called Chagov. Nul clue that mean that ain't like Raya. Dim Kain, ki komar pigmore, the tonne de mei Rabbi Shmuel, the tonne de mei Rab, ike benai roisha oruch. The Gemara says, the machloike, tonne de mei Rabbi Shmuel, and tonne de mei Rab is yid roisha oruch. Lema ike binayu de ein shmoy chogov. That means if from the klal of prat I cannot derive shmoy chogov because there's a mean arbe that's not called chogov, so the latane de beirav shori, or the latane de beirav shmoy losa, because latane de beirav shmoy has a posik of chogov that you need shmoy chogov, and latane de beirav doesn't have it. Vechein mikarai, yeah, that's one. Proof. V'chein, another proof. V'chein, mikra'ayim kosher. Gekoma v'gmore asher loy kra'ayim. When the Gemara explained the limud, klau arba solom vechalgol prat. So it comes out that la'ayim is a generality. It's telling me you don't need too many tanoim, and these are pratim arba solom vechalgol prat. But if you'll say that there's an arba, if there's an arba that doesn't have klayim, so it comes out the prat is more inclusive than the klal. So how could that be called a prat? Adarabe. Hani prati marbe yoysa min haklal. The klal memayit kol arbe solom v'chal goshen lem krayim. O prati marbe that you don't need krayim. V'chi agavna le ashkendov it klal a prat. It's not called a klal a prat. That's the stasis. Now let's skip down to the last stasis. Now again, let us just refresh our memory. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel made it a klal prat o klal, and the klal prat o klal was made from sheyesh le'krayim klal, then arbe chalgo is a prat, and then it says leminoi leminei is a klal. And then I have extra solom, which comes to be marve, roishai oruch, and then I have chogov that comes to tell us you need shmoy chogov. This is Tanav Rebbe Shmuel. Zog Taisvis, Eilu Shomemelech, when Rabbi Shmuel approached this parsha, he said, Eilu klolei klolois uprotei protois. In this parsha, I have extra klalos and extra protos. That means I can have a klal prat a klal from yeshle kraayim, arba leminoi, echalge leminoi, and that's that. So I have extra klalos, I have two leminois, two lemineum which are extra, solom lemineu, and chogav lemineu, and I have extra protim, chogav, and solom. Eilu klolei klolei so protei protei. Zog Taisus kida deshinim besobach. Vasher loi kraayim klal. Arbe solom vechalgol prat. This is a gemara on Daf Samachbov. Leminei chosa veklal. So now Taisus says, V'lav dafke noke tondeber mishmol solom lechlal o prat o klal. Solom is not from the klal prat o klal. This solom ko yeseire. Solom is an extra posik, le mishrei roishei oruch, ki de maskinim besolom. So memele, that solom is not in the klal prat, the klal, solom comes to tell me roishei oruch. Ule mineyu de solom, now Taisus got stuck. Taisus, the Gemara darshan every word in this parasha. We just learned the Gemara before we started Taisus, the Gemara says, that I would think that everything that Shmoy Chogov, it doesn't need Dalet Zemonim, it says Lemineyu. You need Dalet Zemonim. So the Lemineyu of Chogov, I know what it's coming for. Now Taisus got stuck, what's the Lemineyu of Solom? The Gemara did not speak about the Lemineyu of Solom. Zog Taisus, Lemineyu de Solom, Meforesh Arivom, Ditzrich, you need this Lemineyu. The e like Steve Lemineu, so Taisus says to Malchim, Havamine Davke Bemin Solom Shari Roishai Oruch. I would think Bemin Solom, there's a Solom and there's Min Solom. As we mentioned before, there's Chitim and there's Kusmin Min Chitim. So I'm Marbe from Solom. Solom God is Ein Roishai Oruch. I'm Marbe from Solom that a Filo Roishai Oruch. I would think, I'm a mean a Davke, be mean Solom Shari Roishai Oruch. That means if the Torah told us this din of Roishai Oruch by Solom, I would think it's only a Heter and mean Solom. Avol B'Shaloi, but by others that have the other, that, which is a mean arbe or a mean chalgo that has a roishe oruch, I would think loy, Hachiksiv Leminayu Leribuye Bekulu. So the Leminayu was coming to tell us that the other Minim also, the Minarbe, the Minchargel also, if it's Roshay or if it's good. Inami, or Fakerta Pshat, Ava Mine, the Solom also, also lesser Mine. Maybe the Solom comes to tell us, if it wouldn't say Leminayu, I would say all the others, there's Arba Leminayu, Chargel Leminayu. And if it says Solom alone, so I would think all Mine Solom is also. Now it says Leminayu, so I know all Mine Solom is Mutter, so now Solom is Meyuta, Kamash Malom. So that's what comes to tell me Legufoy. V'loikoma, now Tosis is going to explain our Gemara. V'loikoma klolei klolois, lemeima, the Gemara does not mean the chol eilu ru'uyim l'doinam v'chlal prata klal. The Gemara does not mean that there's so many klolims we make from everything a klal prata klal. Elohochikoma, eilu klolois haboy, these klolis that I have, acha klolis aprotis, acha klolis, these klolis which are coming after the klolis that I have, are by Arbe and Chargel. Uprotis haboy macha protis. Vitzorich ledersham kulam kefiyaroi. So now I have to darshan them. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel says I have extra klolim, which I do not make a klal prat a klal out of them. I have extra protim, which I don't make a klal prat a klal out of them. So I have to use them for droshes. Ve'arbe ve'chalgol bilvat heim deboim bechlal uprat a klal. Ke demuchach bishmait. These are a klal prat a klal. Ve'solom is not a klal prat a klal. Le'mishri roishay oroch. Ke demaskina. Ve'chogov, what is to say chogov? Lahatzich sheshmoi chogov. Ulemineu de chogov, and it says the mineu de chogov, so see the Marav Ranschenberg, ulemineu de chogov, lahatzich kola simoni malolo, to the meforish, the hedge of a braise, ulemineu is coming to tell us that even though it's shmoi chogov, you need dalet simoni. Ulemineu de solom, to the meforish, lahim is for the navshik, in the preacher, that's what I brought down before the rivom. Rivom said, why need the Mineyu the Solom? So Bekitzer, Tosfos now went in Sep Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara perhaps is a little unclear. So Tosfos came to tell us, this is Pshat in the Limudim. I have a Klal Prat or Klal by Arbe and Chargel. And Solom is not a Klal Prat or Klal. Solom is coming to tell us, Roshay Oroch, Himeinin Yin Legufoy, and Chogov is coming to tell us, also not a klal prat a klal, Chogov is coming to tell us that you need Shmoy Chogov. Fine. Ve'im Taima, Frek Taisvis, Lama Hutrach Lichtoi Leminayu B'chol Echon. Why was it necessary to write Leminayu by each one of them? It says, Arba Leminayu, Arba Leminoi and Arba Leminoi and Solom Leminayu and Chalga Leminayu and Chogav Leminayu. Why do you have so many Leminayus? Bechol Echot, Be Arba, Be Solom, Be Chalga. Lichtoi Leminayhen. Let's just enumerate these Chagovim. It says Arba, Solom, Chalga, Leminayhen. You don't need to eat on Lamina Leminayev. Leminayev is going on all these three. And whatever I do with each Lamina Leminayev, Leminayev, with this Leminayev, with one Leminayev, it's Ke'ilu, it says Leminayev to each one. So why does it need Lamina Leminayev, 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 that's the discussion. Lomo tzrich lichtoi lemineu b'chol echot, ba'albe v'solom v'chalga, lichtoi lemineihem, v'yedai b'chol echot l'shloshen, and this lemineihem will be for all three, b'say. So why do you need special lemineu, 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 lemineu? V'yesh loima, So Taisu says as follows, Mishum da arbe vechargel heim heim levadom shaboim vechlal uprat uchlal. V'yesh loima. Mishum da arbe vechargel heim heim levadom shaboim vechlal uprat uchlal kedefrishis. Uruuyim hoyu likosev ze eitzel. He says, really, it should have said, I'm making a klal prato klal from arben chargo. So it should, if I have a normal klal prato klal, which should have said arben chargo, let me name him. That's what it should have said. Vehifzik besolom. And the Torah put solom, which is not in the klal prato klal, this is between arben chargo. V'kosvoi be'emtza bein arbe v'chalga. So Taisvi says that it says solom in the middle of arbe and chalga. I hear a klal prat a klal from arbe and chalga, and the Torah is stuck in solom in the middle. So that's a problem. Why did the Torah do this? So Taisvi did not know the exact reason why the Torah did it, but Taisvi says if the Torah did it, so al kocha l'shum drasha. There's a reason for it. I don't know. The lay alchina musha kosvei shalei bimkayim. The Torah the chesed why? What the chesed is? I don't know. Taisus didn't know what the chesed was. But if the Torah put it as a solom, which is being mafzik, the klal prat the klal. There's a reason for it. The kivin shehutzrich lekosvei beemtza b'shvil shum drasha. But there's a neat why it was written there. Shuv eine yochel lichtav liminayim lipsoi. Now you can't put liminayim after all three. Ki lo yitochen she liminayim ye oimed al arbe v'chalgo. I'll use the minayim liyislam klal achrem bifnei atzmon. For arbe in chalgo will be a klal prat a klal. Val solom le yoimed le klal al adrosh acheres. Kamei shana der shemachshav liminayim de solom. So Memele, you can't do that. You can't darshan like that. So I never would have made a klal prat a klal from liminehem because it's going on solom, it's going on arba v'chalgo, and you can't say it's this and it's this, it's a klal and it's a ribui for a solom. So Memele, so Tosfos says, so therefore, so therefore, ulefi sheyesh la'arbe v'chalgel l'chol echad klal bifnei atzmoi vein shneyem nidoinim yachad bedin echad shel klal l'prat l'klal ela bishnayim shekol echad v'echad nidoin levadoi v'chlal u'prat tzorich la'atzis binyinov mishneyem מיארבה וחלגל ללמי משניים בצד השווה בשניים. Now Taisva says as follows. לפי האמת, it says in the Pasuk, אשר יש לקריים. That, אשר לא יקריים, אשר לא יקריים. That is a cloud. Then it says, it's a ארבה למיני. So Taisva says, that's one cloud, part of cloud. Make a one part of cloud, go. Just like ארבה, is yesh like aim like a bachas that has hair, just like arbe does not have a zonov. So I learn that a klal prat a klal asher lo yikra'ayim arba leminoi. It's arba leminoi. That's a klal prat a klal, and I learn out that you need six simonim, you need dalet simonim, and you need it should be ein leigabachas, and it should be ein leizonot. Then you have another klal prato klal. It says es achalgo leminayu. That's another klal prato klal. So memele, and there I learn out yesh leigabachas, yesh leizonot. So I have two distinct klal prato klals, and then the Gemara makes a ma'atzah from these two distinct klal prato klal. The Gemara is telling us that from one pasuk you see that ain't like gabachas is a simentara. Another pasuk you see yesh like gabachas is a simentara. So I make a ma'atzah that I learn out from both, that ben yesh le gabachas, ben ein le gabachas, ben yesh le zonov, ben ein le zonov. That is pshat in the Gemara. Yeah. Uma sha oma harayato don binyan of mishloshtam. Now what's the shloshta? The third one is solemn. We have a binyan of from solemn. Zela pish like pirish adayim the solemn kayeseiro. V'hachi pirush the barayt of yamaskon. Harayato don binyan of mishloshtam batada shava. That's why you need arba simonim. The mechia minus by shape ba arba vechalgel. Sagi lasses binyan of mishleim. Miyatalei solom lehibi reishiyolo. Fine. So that's how Tosfos has pshat in the Gemara. Now Tosfos goes further. Now like this. Tosfos, so Tosfos has pshat in the Gemara. So now we know according to Tosfos, I have two klal prat of klals. There's a klal prat of klal of arbe. There's a klal prat of klal of chalgel. Solom is not a klal prat of klal. Solom is meyuta to tell me reishay oruch. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Now we know you. Right. Now Taisva says Solom is coming to tell us that you don't need five simonim. That means chalgel and arbe have the characteristics ein reish and oruch. Solom comes to tell us you don't need all five. Afilu reish and oruch is also good. How did the Gemara know? It's coming to us you don't need all five. How did the Gemara know to pick this one and not another one? It's telling us you don't need five. Four is also good. Maybe you need reish and oruch, you don't need another. How did the Gemara know to pick on this? So here Taisvis is saying what we had in the first Taisvis. The important simonim, that means it had five simonim. Four are important simonim, four are choshev simonim. One is also a simon, if I have a klal prat a klal. So if now I have a ribuy, you don't need all five, so I say, which one don't you need? The not choshev one, the simon geruah. V'ribo meforesh, she'ein shum min chogov, shehu choser, May Hanach Abo Simonim the Masnisen, Shloye Choser, Kemoy Kain, Oyroshoi Oruch, Oy Simen Acher Bahadei. Avalepshe Shachoser Simen Shalroshoi Oruch, Vieloy Arbe Simonim the Masnisen. Now the Rivos had a Murdek is Ach. The Tanin knew all the Chagovim. There is only one Chagov that has four Simonim, not five. That means there's only one, if it's missing Roshan, or it's Roshan Oruch, it has all four Simonim. If you have, it's missing one of the other four, it's missing two Simonim. So Mamela, that means if it's missing Knafayim Choyfen Es Ruboy, Al Kochach, it's in the Tanin knew this and Metzias. So it's missing another simon also. So I have a shaila, should I be malbe three simonim or four simonim? I say, it's a four simonim. Tfas the merubah loy tfas. Fine. Vim taima, vrek taisvis, da hash de mashme, viletane de vei rabbi Yishmael, uletane de masnisen, shori roishay oruch. It's muta, even though it's roishay oruch. Fine. That's the Tana of our mission, that's Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. When Mesecher Shabbos, Bishili Perik Rabbi Kiva, Nami Amrine, the Rav Kahane Maver Shushifa Apume. Rav Kahane was holding a Shushifa. Now we'll see soon, a Shushifa is a Chog of Toyer, that's Roshay Oruch. Rav Kahane was holding a Shushifa by his mouth, a live one, was holding it by his mouth. Mave shushifa apume. He was, you never do, he was holding a shushifa apume, and it was mave, a live shushifa. He was holding it like this for some reason. Amale Rav. So Rav told him, shockly, put it down. Ki heche de lay nemre mechel kolochalech. My people see, my sarat, kamer heet a shushifa by his mouth, and he's going back and forth. So my stories, you're eating a shushifa, my sarat. And what'll be? Bekaava mishum al teshaktos nav sheisech. It was a live shushifa. You eat a live shushifa, you're over about teshaktos. So that's, it's very echoic if you eat a live shushifa. So Rav called Rav Kahane, don't do this, because people will think you're eating a live shashif. Mashme, the lucky iso mishum chogav tomi. So if Rav wanted to tell him, don't do this, people will think you're doing a divorce, why did you say bal teshaktsu? Let him say that, chogav tomi. So why says it's a chogav toil? Shashifa has reishe oruch. Shashifa has reishe oruch. And he was passing it over his mouth, and Rav told him, don't do it, because people say you have a bal teshak. So I say it's a chog of toil. So we see from this Gemara, Shushif is a chog of toil. Le'yoser le'y, ele mitnei shuchai. V'shushif hu roishai oruch kedi isa perik ha-mamidim, gabi heyid yoisi ben yehezer al ayil kamtsa dochein. Yaisi ben Yehezer said an ayil kamsa is tohel, shemeforish Rav Poppe, the ayil kamsa hu shushife. So Rav Poppe says ayil kamsa is a shushife. Yaisi ben Yehezer said that it's tohel. Upligi Yaisi ben Yehezer verabonon beroishay oruch. Now we hear here a Gemara Navei Dezora. Now let's just see what the Akdoma Tosis is giving, then Tosis has a problem. We have here, Tonev Rebbe Shmuel holds Roshei Oruch is Mutter. Fine. The Mishnah holds that Roshei Oruch is Mutter because the Mishnah only gave four simonim. If you need, according to Tonev Rav, you need Ein Roshei Oruch. So the Mishnah, we have Tonev Rebbe Shmuel, a Stam Mishnah that Roshei Oruch is Kosher. Fine. I have a Gemara Mesechta Shabbos. Rav Kahane was holding a Shushifa, which is Roshei Oruch. And Rav told him, people will send you over about the shakso. So I says also, Rav held, a sheshiva is a chog of toil, but he told them, but people will come to say you over about the shakso. So don't do it. Fine. So, you ask us a shal, so, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, there's a machloikis, ayol kamtsa, which is sheshiva, Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer said, it's dochen, it's mutter, and the Chum said it's also. Fine. Now you'll ask us, how do you paskin? Okay, we have a Mishnah and a Stam Mishnah. It seems we paskin it's mutter. Then the Gemara says, V'rabchiye bar ami omar, suzbul, ayol kamse is not a sheshife, ayol kamse is a suzbul, upligi, בחנוף אוף חייפן אס רובוי איבינה רובה דמינקה אבו ברוישי אורך תקלאו מלוי פליגי די אוסו. Now, there's a... We have a מחלוקת יויסי בן יעזר in the Chachomim by an ayol kamtsa. So what is an ayol kamtsa? So Rav Poppe said ayol kamtsa is a shushife. Good, so the מחלוקת is רוישי אורך good, רוישי אורך not good. Fine, מחלוקת. Rab Chiye Bar Ami said, no. Shushifa, everyone holds his osa, and the machloikis is by a susbul. Now what's a susbul? A susbul is a chogov that knofov choifin es ruboy, but you have to measure it with a ruler. That means knofov choifin es ruboy, roiv of the chogov. It's not a roiv hanikar leinayim. It's a roiv. If you measure it, you'll see it's a centimeter more than half of the goof. So the machloikis of the tanoim is if a suzbul is kosher. But Roishai, Oroch, everyone holds this posuk. That's what Rav Chiya Barami says. So Tosfos, it's Shekel Hagmas Nefesh. Why should you say such a thing? That everyone holds its also. We have a Stam Mishnah that holds its mutter. Tonev Rabbi Shmuel holds its mutter. Rav Vaisnois holds its mutter. And all of a sudden Rav Chiya Barami says, nah, everyone holds that also. Machlekes is by Roisha, Knof of Chayfiness, Luboy, what kind of a wife do you need? So Tosfos is a Marudi Ketayna Rav Chiya Barami. Rav Chiya Barami Omar Susbu, that Nile comes as a suzbul, upligi bechnof of chayfenes ruboy, he bein a rubet de minker, ava b'roishay, oruch, the kulamba lai pligi dosa. Vizeu teima, the kibin de kaimbolon, the roishay oruch shori, we pask rab, rab, you see, hold the roishay oruch skosha. Amai kama hosam, rabchia barami to osa le kulalme, v'nirel rabbeinu tam, the Gori is awesome, the Kula Alma like Pligi, the Shori. So he makes a Girse in the Gemara, not everyone holds that it's also, everyone holds that it's Muta Sai, Yoshi Ben Yez, and Sai the Chachomim. He found this in a Sefer Yoshon.